This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. The document is prepared by the Finance Ministry's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. Beating Retreat ceremony marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held today at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers will attend it. The ceremony will feature bands from the Indian Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. This year, the seating enclosures at Vijay Chowk have been named after Indian musical instruments, highlighting the country's rich cultural heritage. The results of the Best Marching Contingents and Best Tableau of the Republic Day Parade 2026 have been announced. Among the three services, Indian Navy has been adjudged as the Best Marching Contingent, while Delhi Police won the award among Central Armed Police Forces and other auxiliary forces. In the States and Union Territories category, Maharashtra claimed first place for its tableau, Ganeshotsav, a symbol of Atmanirbharta. Among central ministries and departments, the Minister of Culture won its tableau, Vande Mataram, the soul cry of a nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with chief executive officers of the global energy sector at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday as part of the ongoing India Energy Week. Highlighting India's robust economic momentum, the Prime Minister said that India is advancing rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy and will play a decisive role in the global energy demand supply balance. During the interaction, he drew attention to significant investment opportunities in India's energy sector. Mr. Modi highlighted an investment potential of around $100 billion in exploration and production, citing investor-friendly policy reforms introduced by the government. He also underscored the $30 billion opportunity in compressed biogas. The high-level roundtable saw participation from 27 CEOs and senior corporate dignitaries representing leading global and Indian energy companies and institutions. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar will be performed with full state honours at Baramati in Pune district at around 11 a.m. today. He died in a plane crash yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Baramati to attend Pawar's funeral. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and members of the state cabinet will also be present at the funeral. Maharashtra government has announced a public holiday following the death of the Deputy Chief Minister, whose chartered aircraft crashed while attempting to land at Baramati Airport. Chief Minister Fadnavis has declared a three-day state mourning, during which all government officers and educational institutions will remain shut. The national flag is flying half-mast atop government buildings in the state. U.S. President Donald Trump has renewed threats against Iran over stalled nuclear talks, warning that any future strike would be far worse than previous actions. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump has asked Tehran to quickly come to the table for a fair and equitable deal that eliminates nuclear weapons, adding that time is running out. Also referencing earlier strikes on Iran, he said the next attack would be far worse if Iran does not comply. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Tim Seifert, 62 off 36, and Devon Conway's 44 off 23 balls. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs, despite a quick 65 off 23 balls by Shivam Dubey and 39 off 30 balls by Rinku Singh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.